Hey everybody, how's it going? This is Daniel with ATC Knowledge to Progress. How is everyone doing today? Wow, we are on episode 10. Wow, how time has flown by. Man, I remember when we were episode 1 and now we're on episode 10. So excited to be here with you today. So today I want to go ahead and talk about a subject. As simplistic as it may be when I say this subject, it's not. It's really important for all of us to understand how it works. And that's listening. So the definition of listening is give one's attention to a sound. It's also take notice of and act on what someone says. So when we discuss listening in wellness. Really, you're going to snore? My dog is snoring. He's laying right next to me and apparently he's a snorer. So if you hear some snoring during this podcast, I apologize for that. But he's had a long day and apparently I could hear him snoring and I'm not sure he's going to come through the podcast episode. But again, if you hear it, just know it's my dog. So anyway, going back to the subject. So when we talk about listening in the mental wellness aspect, I believe it's important to have that skill. Now, how do we utilize listening in the right way? So that's the question we want to get to. How do we use listening in the right way to help others? So like in every other episode I've had, I always start with a quote. And this quote comes from Stephen Richards Covey. He passed away on July 16, 2012. And he was an American educator, author, businessman, and speaker. So the most popular book that he wrote was called The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. So he quoted, "Most people do not listen with the intent to understand. They listen with the intent to reply." So first, I want to go ahead and talk about the first part. Most people do not listen with the intent to understand. So a lot of times a friend or relative or acquaintance or a coworker should just talk, vent. A lot of times we tend to want to fix things, right? We feel that we have the answer based off of our experiences in life. But in fact, it's our experiences in life, not no one else's. We really don't have the answer. Everyone has different emotions. Everyone has different values. Everyone has different ways of doing things. Everyone experiences things and they react or respond to the way how they grew up or how they were raised or how they were mentored or whatever it was. Everyone is unique. So therefore, that's why I feel that there's no way you could have an answer based off of your experiences. Now, there are times when you may have recommendations or you may have advice, but not pretty much the answer. So when the quote says most people do not listen with the intent to understand, really the person that's bringing the issues or having that conversation about the struggles or things that are going on in their life, they're not really trying to ask you to fix things for them. They just want you to listen. Sometimes the person that's sharing those things with you, they tend to figure out their own answers as they're having conversations with you. So the other half, they listen with the intent to reply. That's where the fixing part comes in. They're ready to tell you exactly what you need to do. Why don't you leave them? Why don't you let them go? Why don't you just do this? Why don't you just do that? Screw them. Who cares? It's not that easy. Again, going back, different values, different experiences. If you think about it, if you decide to try to give them an answer, well then, that's it. The conversation's over, right? And you didn't allow that conversation or that those epiphanies or realizations from that other person that's struggling to maybe think about things. And I've heard a lot of times when I've had conversations with my friends or family members, we're like, man, you know what, now that I'm saying this or now that I'm talking about it, I think I know what I need to do. Because you listened and you let that person continue to, I guess, go down that rabbit hole, right, on his own, allowed him or her to continue having that conversation and continue to allow that wheel to turn and to finally allow them to figure that out. Really, the answer is listening. because that's going to allow that individual to go ahead and go through the motions and maybe figure things out on their own while they're discussing it with you. They're rhetorical questions. They're really not looking to get answers. They just want you to listen to them in order to be able to let things out, maybe vent. Like I said before in a different episode, allow them to drop that rock. And people need your ears in order to let those rocks go. So with that said, I want to go ahead and provide you with a soundbite from a motivational speaker and an author. It's Simon Sinek. He has a few books that he's written. One of my favorites, which is called Start With Why. I mean, he's come out in so many YouTube videos. He's done a lot of public speaking, a lot of motivational speaking. You see him everywhere. And I just want to go ahead and provide this soundbite based off of this subject that we're discussing right now about listening. And I'll let you go ahead and hear it right now, and then we'll talk more about it.
You know, when you find darkness, you whatever, however you want to define your darkness, you know, you feel alone, you feel like nobody can help you, you feel like you have no agency, you feel like you have a lack of control. And the first thing that a lot of us should do is reach out to a friend and say, I'm struggling, or I need help, or I'm lonely, or I'm depressed, or I'm sad, whatever the feeling is. And that person, do your friends, do your colleagues, do your teachers have the skills to know how to hold space? So the first mistake people make is they try and fix. Don't try and fix. It's not a fixing thing, you know? It's like, I had a bad day at the gym. Nothing to fix. You know, nothing to fix. But then do you know how to listen? Do you know how to hold space? And I think one of the reasons more of us are struggling with mental fitness is because we ourselves lack the skills to help our friends who are struggling with mental fitness. And the more that we as a society are equipped to help each other, the more that there are other people there to help us. And some of my friends do have the skills where they can say, how do you feel? Oh, this is how I feel. That must be really frustrating. Yeah, it's really hard. Tell me more about that. Well, I'm sort of going through this and that. And they know how to hold space. That's all I need. I need somebody to sit in the mud with me. Don't need them to fix me or clean me off or give me a towel. I just need them to sit in the mud with me so I don't feel alone when I'm sitting in the mud. And I think it's our responsibility to be able to have that skill set to do it for our friends and the people we love or our colleagues. We don't teach listening. We don't teach difficult conversations.
So like he said, listening is a skill set, and it's not taught. It needs to be taught. So I don't believe that there's any type of training out there in school or anywhere that really focuses on listening. Besides, you know, if you go to a couples retreat or so, there are some classes pertaining to listening and stuff like that. But that's if you have that ability to go to one of those programs or courses. But majority of the people, the world, listening isn't taught, and it's a skill set. I completely agree with Simon. It's a skill set that we all must understand how to use. Like he said, you know, all he wants was someone to lay there in the mud with him and just to be there, to be able to be heard. And that's how we help one another, is by being there and not trying to fix things, but helping one another out. And it's something that I haven't mastered myself. You know, it's something that I know that I need work on. And it's going to take time and effort, more repetition to listen. Because, I mean, my whole life, I've tried to fix things, you know. But just recently, going through the Warrior Path, they provide that training and exercises and stuff like that in reference to the impact of listening and how that could build relationships. Yes, I'm, you know, progressing. However, it's not going to be one of those things where it's going to be an overnight thing. I know I got a lot of work to do, but to have awareness and to have intention on what I'm doing when I'm helping others, it's important. I believe that once you continuously practice listening, it's going to become much easier for you to be able to help others. And that's what a lot of us just need, is someone to be there with us, to be there to hear us out and to disclose. So That is my take pertaining to listening. So with that said, thank you everyone out there for taking the time to listen to this podcast, this episode 10. I appreciate you. Until next time, I'll catch you on the next episode.